We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Radio time, and I am Tyler, and with me as always is Amber.
Hello.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, Tyler.
All right. So we had a pretty eventful Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, we did.
I guess we have to talk about it, even though we didn't watch it.
I watched enough.
Yeah. Old Patriots squeaked by in the first ever Super Bowl overtime with a 34-28 win over the Falcons.
Yay.
Falcons kind of blew it, a 25-point lead. That's no bueno.
So many of our friends were, rise up, rise up. That's all I saw.
Sorry, everyone listening that's a Falcons fan. That's a tough one. That's a tough one to take on the chin. Good Lord. 25-point loss. I'm sure they were out there cruising Amazon looking for the Super Bowl 51 champion Falcon sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Sadly, those are probably going to Africa now, where they don't really give two shits about the Super Bowl champion.
I'll take one.
They'll take the free shirt.
I'll take the free shirt. I shop at TJ Maxx. I'll have the semi-defectives.
Well, that's more than semi-defective when the entire shirt printing is not correct.
All right, then it's all the way defective.
Super defective. I think you have to go somewhere else than TJ Maxx to find the super defective.
Probably.
But yeah. I don't know if you watched the clip of the, I don't know the dude's name, I don't keep up with sports, when Tom Brady won the MVP award.
Old
boy had to, that suspended him, had to give him the MVP, the Super Bowl MVP award. It was a little awkward, to say the least.
Awkward.
I know if I was Brady, I'd be like, hey, I was able to pull this out because those first four games I had to sit out. I got fresh legs there, Captain. But yeah,
I guess good for them.
Congratulations, Patriots. Banging shit. You upset about them Falcons loss, huh?
My nose itched.
Because I said Patriots. There she goes again. But anyway. Congratulations, Patriots. It was a well-fought victory.
Yep.
And they're lucky they have Brady.
Secret weapon. Not so secret weapon.
But, yeah. Patriots. Super Bowl 51 champions. Let's talk about that halftime show.
It was awesome. Lady Gaga was...
Lady Gaga.
She was rocking and rolling, I thought.
Yeah. She was looking good.
Doing some... trapeze work, or whatever you want to call it.
Are you talking about her jumping from the roof?
her grand entrance, yes.
Yeah, that was fake.
I don't care. It was awesome. Yeah, in my mind, I'm seeing her jump from the roof.
She probably did jump from the roof, but she did not do that in the live performance. But
oh well,
it was still pretty badass. And everybody's like, "Oh, look at her! She's jumping like that." Crazy ass cat video. But hell, it takes some balls.
Uh huh.
Big ass balls.
She's got them too.
That's what I heard. I know there's a lot of body shaming about a little flab.
Come on, she didn't look anywhere near fat. She just, you know, she even says she's normal, you know? Yeah. She's a normal human being. She's not a god.
Let me put on what she was wearing and dance around and see what they say about that. Good Lord, put that thing away, son.
I thought she rocked.
She looked fine.
I'm not the biggest music fan lately, but she kind of resurrected, I guess, my fandom of her.
I really like the shout out to Mom and Dad there in the middle of
that. Was pretty awesome.
It was probably the biggest performance of her life. A little time from Mom and Dad. That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
She was talented, and it's a lot better than Janet Jackson boob. I know a lot of people, including myself, would probably argue the fact that Janet Jackson's boob was better. But
to each his own. I didn't want to say it, personally.
You didn't, but like every heterosexual male in America, and probably a lot of lesbians too, did.
What about some of those commercials? You know the Super Bowl is only famous for commercials.
Yeah, that's the only reason people watch the Super Bowl. All right, let's see what Budweiser's got in store. I remember those crazy frogs. Let's see what they got this year.
Hey, those frogs, man.
Hey, as far as thinking like commercial, that is a huge gamble on what's mostly comedy. That's mm-hmm. probably like the, you know, what is it, $5 million for 30 seconds or...
Something outrageous.
Probably even
yeah.
more than that. It's
something outrageous.
That's a lot of money to put into your advertisement team there.
It really is.
But there were some good ones and there were some not so good ones.
There were ones.
What about the old sexy Mr. Clean?
You know, I've cleaned a good many toilets or whatever, what have you. Never once fantasized about Mr. Clean.
You probably will now, though.
No. I really won't. Because when you're cleaning, you're not fantasizing. You're, you know...
She wasn't cleaning. He was cleaning.
Well, whatever. But when you personally are cleaning, you're not fantasizing. You're, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this.
Yeah, but what if you're watching someone else clean? In those tight white slacks.
I
body hugging t-shirt. That well manicured dome. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I don't see Mr. Clean as a sexy individual.
I bet you do now, though. Did you see that ass?
I did, but
that was a nice ass.
If you say so.
Oh, Mr. Clean. Oh, boy, got him some luck for okay, after that.
Yeah, good Clean for him. Smell. Good all for right. him. He got some couch lovin's.
Yeah, yeah. She's all about him. That woman took charge. I wonder how many guys the next Monday was like, hey, baby, let me come over and clean your house.
I don't know.
You let me come over and clean your house, and then you clean my pipes.
Okay. Pick up line. Hey.
Hey, baby. You see that, Mr. Clean? I got my chamois. Let me see my... You want to see my magic eraser? You're getting hot right now, aren't you, baby? Let me see my mop. I'm gonna strain it.
Let a mop in your pocket? You just happy to see me?
I put my mop in your bucket any night, baby.
Anyways.
I can see by the look on her face, she desperately wants to change the subject. But I got one more thing, baby. I'm going to get rid of your mildew. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Clean.
Bring it, don't sing it.
Sex symbol of 2017.
Whatever. What else?
He's doing his thing. What was your favorite one?
Christopher Walken.
That's mine, too.
Bye, bye, bye. I was a teenage girl once upon a time who owned that CD.
I bet you did.
I did. I never owned the Backstreet Boys, but I did own the NSYNCs.
I bet you had 98 Degrees.
Didn't own it. I borrowed it. I borrowed it from a friend.
And you didn't give it back.
I don't know. I don't remember.
That's a no. Yeah, but old Christopher Walken reading the lyrics of Bye 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 with Justin Lever. Timberlake.
That is a whole other caliber of Justin.
Well, I'm looking at the paper because there's a Justin Bieber commercial that was just horrendous that we want to talk about. I think it was T-Mobile.
Yes.
T-Mobile.
Yes.
Why did T-Mobile give them money? You all right?
I'm fine.
I'm talking about Justin Bieber. You got a little...
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I don't like him so much.
What's he doing with them glasses on? Come on.
All right, that's enough of him.
All right.
Stranger Things. That's what I'm excited about later this year.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Counting down.
Oh, they were so cute in their little Ghostbusters outfit. No. And they didn't give anything away. They just had 11 open her eyes and...
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters and...
And the music.
That was it.
The music. I was like, hell yeah. Let's do this.
Transported back to the 80s again.
I'm ready. Let me see Steve's hair.
Steve's hair.
I want to see how big it got.
They toned it down. If it was anything like my mom and dad's hair back in the 80s. Woo. I've seen some pictures.
They're wearing some hair helmets, bro.
They had something going on.
Better than my dad having a perm.
Oh my.
He was rocking it too. He had that porn stash as well.
Oh man.
Porn stash and perm.
Is that up on the wall?
Probably.
The wall of pictures. I gotta check it out.
Hey, it was hot back in the day. But now, nothing says date rape more than a perm and a porn stash.
I know, right?
He just needs those big glasses, saying. I didn't put anything in your drink. Trust me.
You know, when people say trust me, that's the last thing that they're going to do. Now.
There were a lot of other movies and, other movie trailers that look pretty good.
Yeah.
The Life. Yeah. That was the first time I saw anything about that.
Yeah, me too.
Where they intercept a capsule from the surface of Mars in a space station and open it up and there's life.
Ooh.
And it's angry.
I bet it is. It was comfortable on Mars. And now it's in a space station.
Supposedly they're saying the life that wiped out life on Mars is now in Earth orbit. Oh, shit. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Fergie?
He was making funnies.
Oh. Like, I did not see Fergie in there.
No, not Fergie.
Did she play the alien life form?
Maybe. I don't know. What's she been doing lately?
That thing was bumpy.
Okay. It was interesting looking, wasn't it?
My humps.
Well, looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
The Fast and the Furious, not so much.
Yeah, I could take it or leave it.
I'm just over it. You know, there's too many of them now.
I lost track. I got off the train at like the second one. I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
Once they started doing crazy ass stunts, I'm like, I'm out.
It's no longer just like drag racing or street racing anyway.
I think the Rock's like in some sort of tank.
Uh huh.
Pulling the guy out of ice and all this shit.
Yeah. He looked like he was having the greatest of times on the Lamborghini door.
I'm sure he was.
Just, phew!
But I also like the looks of another one that's probably ran its course is Pirates of the Caribbean. But that looked pretty badass.
That series or whatever, franchise, whatever you want to call it, they amp it up every time.
Yeah, they do.
They do. It's semi-different every time. It's not the same old, same old.
But those sharks swimming around where you can see through their body, like their ribs and shit, that was pretty bad. I like that.
I like the bird. Rah! Scared the crap out of that guy. That was funny. I am a fan of bird videos lately.
I know this.
Found what was it? Gotcha the cockatoo or
yeah, like she's
that.
Addicted to those things right now.
And Einstein the parrot. He wants you to eat celery. I'm easily amused. But they're just hilarious. There's like no telling what they're gonna say or what they know, and they might cuss you out.
That's right.
But there looks like some good movies coming out soon.
Yeah, of course. It seemed like it was going into the 50 Shades Darker trailer, but it turned out to be the kick-ass John Wick 2. Hells yes.
Yep.
I just gotta watch it just to see if he still got his doggy. Yeah, that entire first movie was him replacing the dog. That was the whole plot. Someone killed his dog. He had to get a replacement.
Yeah, that was,
and kill everyone in his way.
That was part of it. Yeah, but we enjoyed the first movie.
I know you did.
Yes, and
I'm excited. Lawrence Fishburne's in this movie with them. And I don't think that they've done anything since The Matrix together.
I don't think
that so. I know of, and I'm pretty stoked about that.
The Dream Team.
they had pretty good chemistry, in my opinion.
I just want to see how, you know, the numbers after the first weekend, because it's going up against 50 Shades or whatever.
He's gonna,
and
kill
I'm
it
sure
like
it's gonna be
like
it. You know, just like the first movie, 50 Shades, where it just tanked or bombed or whatever, it didn't do so well. And John Wick's just going to be, like, top of the charts, hopefully.
That's right. Good old John Wick, too. I watched a video of him training. It is legit. He's being trained by, like, crazy martial artists and military folk.
Awesome.
I guess we'll go into our sponsor of the week. And our fake sponsor is Jason Siegel's unusually large creepy collection of puppets. When you want to put your hand up in something's ass without going to prison, Jason Siegel's unusually large creepy collection of puppets is there for you for all of your creepy grown man playing with puppets needs. Once again, that's Jason Siegel's unusually large creepy collection of puppets. Get puppety. Speaking of unusually large collections, we seem to have an unusually large collection of animal stories.
That we do. The animals have took over this week.
Super Bowl and animals. That's pretty much the show today. If you don't like animals, we may as well just turn it up now. But who doesn't like animals? Assholes. If you're an asshole, you can go ahead and turn it off now.
You just shut down half of our people.
I know. Dang it. But stay tuned till the end of the show. You fucking assholes. Yeah, we are going to announce our listener of the month.
Yeah.
And with it comes the spoils. Do you know what we're giving away?
You haven't told me.
Nothing.
Okay. So you did tell me.
They will
without
have...
Without telling.
He or she will have the pride of being the first month's listener of the month.
We need to make them a little badge, a little award thing.
He or she.
He or she, yeah. I said them.
Well, they could make a badge if they want to.
Okay.
We ain't got the resources.
Macy's a wonderful artist.
Oh, not. We're a little biased. But anyway, let's do animals. Oh, hold on. Let's do animal stories.
Nice save.
I try. Purely professional. So, animals.
It's so fluffy.
Go ahead.
Piggy, 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 can't you see? Anyway.
Oh, God. Keep going, please.
Sometimes your oinks just hypnotize me. I just love your classy ways.
No, there's more?
No.
Oh.
I should have prepared better for this. I just had the one line, and then it was just strictly improvise.
You could have done something about bacon or ham or...
I could have.
You could have hammed it up.
I could have. I should have. I wasn't thinking. I just thought of that introduction 2 seconds before I came out of my mouth.
Well, kudos. Kudos.
Thanks.
So let's talk about this.
Piggy this Smalls. Pig. It is a rogue pig in Forest Grove, Oregon.
Rogue pig. This pig's gone rogue.
Forest Grove, Oregon.
Oh, boy.
Where for months now, he's run out into traffic and terrorized the pedestrians, and it seems like a very chaotic part of town. Anyway, they finally caught him.
Oh.
And they named him Piggy Smalls.
Piggy Smalls.
I love the name. But they're not sure if it's like a pet or a former pet or, you know, where it even came from. It's just been running around for months.
Just running around.
Yeah, so they're
gonna doing pig things.
They're going to transport him to animal rescue.
That is the second best pig name I've ever heard.
What about the surfing pig named Bacon or something like that, wasn't it?
No, there was one. It was a handicapped pig. I think it didn't have its back legs. And it was sent to, like, children's hospitals. And his name was Chris. Middle name P. Last name Bacon.
That's awesome.
Crispy Bacon.
That's awesome. I don't want to get morbid in a way, but...
It was hilarious. He didn't mind. He was full of life. His
good.
Little wheelchair. Old Piggy Smalls, though, huh?
Piggy Smalls.
So what did they do after they caught the fella?
Just took him to an animal rescue. He's going to be, you know, make sure he's okay and adopt him out.
Living
make
the it, life.
Making sure that he's not anyone's pet, of course.
Yeah.
So waiting a few, little bit to... see if he's claimed or anything.
Alrighty.
But
oh, Piggy Smalls.
I hope the name sticks.
I think if somebody did own him and had, like, the Wilbur, they ought to just change the name.
They really
This mean. Is my street name. I lived on the streets.
You see that? What's your street name, Little Marco?
Little Marco.
I mean, what's your address? Anyway. Well...
I run these streets.
Good luck to Mr. Smalls. next, we have a cat reunion. So this cat's name is James. James is a girl. They did not know that when they named James.
All right.
James went missing after moving from, Hawaiian names. Kula, Hawaii to Makaweo, Hawaii in 2002. So 15 years ago.
Yes.
And the owner's name was Terry. Or Tracy. Terry. Can't read my own handwriting. Got a call from the Maui Humane Society saying, hey, we have your cat. They're like, what? And so the phone number was tattooed on the inside of the cat's ear, which I guess was common. back in the day. And they called and they're like, hey, we got James. And they're like, no. It's been 15 years.
Wow.
So, the cat, you know, still remembers the family and still is lovey and now now shares the home with four miniature pincers.
Oh, boy.
So, not sure about the doggies, but definitely loving on the humans.
That's
and,
pretty cool.
And we actually had a cat growing up. His name was Runt. And Runt liked to disappear for chunks of time at a time. Yeah, he was a definite tomcat.
Caught a whiff, huh?
Probably populating the entire neighborhood. But he would
always spay and neuter your pets, friend.
he would run away for weeks, or sometimes it was a month at a time. But he always came back. And
once his balls were empty.
Yeah, pretty much. One time he was caught at the Humane Society, and the little joker escaped. He came home. He's like, bump that. We get a call. Hey, Runt's here, or you know, cat's here. And nope, he's not here anymore. Next day, we hear him meowing at the front door. It was hilarious.
Guys, you won't believe the shit that I went through.
But anyway, just like James and her tattooed ear, there's also another tattooed cat in the news.
Ah, yes.
This cat's name is Demon.
Yeah, I saw this. He's a sphinx.
Yeah, he's hairless.
Hairless sphinx cat.
Yeah, he's interesting looking. He's got a bunch of gang tattoos on him now. So watch out for Demon.
He might team up with old Piggy Smalls.
Yeah, him and Piggy Smalls are going on a super rampage.
They're going to form a pig cat rap duo. Called Meowink.
The underground animals like in Secret Life of Pets.
Yes.
All led by a bunny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Spoilers.
He's got four tattoos now on his sides and his chest. And his owner gave him the tattoos and says it's no different from, like, branding livestock.
Yeah.
But it's different.
From what I heard or read, I didn't hear it. I used my ubbles and read that the guy drugged the cat.
Yeah, he used under anesthesia.
I know he's an artist, and he may have some sort of experience with anesthesia, maybe for doing epidermals or stuff like that. But yeah, I don't foresee him having any experience with a cat.
Yeah, he definitely crossed a line on that. And
there's a lot of risk.
Now the cat's running around with a woman and a cigarette and some tower or some crap.
Well, he did look badass.
He looked badass, but I don't agree with what he did.
Yeah, I don't either. He could have stuck some like airbrushing under or something, and then when it washes off, you could put a new one on there.
There you
freshly
go.
Decorated cat.
Always be a fresh demon. You should just, like, made him red or something. Gave him scales. Airbrush.
Could have done something.
Anyway. Speaking of naked animals, or hairless animals, there is a naked guinea pig that is now a model.
Oh, boy.
He's adorable. His name is Ludwig.
Love the name.
he's a social media star, as all good naked guinea pig models get their start in show business.
Oh, yes. He's the first I've heard of.
Some of the pictures, he has a little top hat on, and he's kind of got his front paws up on a little apple or something. And he's adorable.
Yeah.
He came from a neglected pet store, or they neglected him in the pet store.
And now he's a star.
The lady had to buy him, you know, had to get him out of that pet store.
Yeah.
And nursed him back to health, and now he's famous.
Speaking of internet stardom, in China, they have a Mutant Cat. That's they're streaming live, and it's getting a lot of hits. It's
yeah, he's a little freaky.
It's a two-mouthed, three-eyed cat.
Only one of the mouths is working, though, isn't it?
Yeah, just the one. They solved the tongue move in the mouth, the
second mouth.
Yeah, the not-so-used mouth.
That's freaky.
But usually with animals like that, they don't live very long, but...
Yeah. I bet you know who's going to probably try to get their hands on it is that freak show guy. Yeah, what is it, Venice Beach or something?
Yeah.
That was an awesome little reality show or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was super interesting.
Yeah, that's right up his alley.
Yeah, and he sought out, what was it? He went and sought out something.
Two-headed calf or something like that?
Something, yeah. He went out and he was like, hey, I need that.
Oh, it was the two-headed snake.
Yeah, that was it. I need that.
That Joker was living.
anything yeah. Super weird. He's all about it.
That's his thing. It's the freak show.
Well, God, these segues, though. Weird things. Goat yoga.
Goat yoga.
It is a thing. And what's going on with Orion? This is in Oregon.
In Oregon.
Piggy Smalls is Oregon. Anyway, if you want to do some yoga with some goats.
I can't say I do, but I live a long, long way from Oregon.
A downward dog with a goat jumping on your back. Over there in Oregon's where you got to go. But waiting list is... has about 1,200 people on it,
God.
You'll be waiting for a good bit.
Wow. Oregon.
They have 8 goats that are just running and jumping and having the best of times while you're doing down dog and warrior position 2 and whatevers.
Wouldn't the ground be a little smelly?
They said no. They said no. The lady that was reporting on this, she's all about the little goat scarf.
Oh, gosh. So they dress these goats up?
Yeah, he had... I guess it was in preparation for Valentine's Day. He had a little headband with heart thingies coming out. Yeah. It was hilarious. But she was like, oh, scarf, that scarf. Oh, my God, the scarf. I'm like, it's just a scarf.
Scarf. It's just a goat scarf. So since we're still in Oregon again, I got one.
Freaking Oregon, man.
A Portland lady. That sounds like an insult. A woman that lives in Portland, she decided that she wanted to take some selfies with her snake. Her pet snake.
Super.
Well, the ball python decided he wanted to find a new spot to slither. And he went into the woman's earlobe hole.
No, they had the big gate.
Yeah, she had it stretched out and... the snake got stuck.
And, oops.
Yeah, so it was a bit of an issue. So she called for help. They took her to the hospital.
Like, who do you call? The cops? The ambulance?
I suppose they took her to the hospital and they had to numb her ear down and
there's a snake in my ear.
It's like she shows up to the hospital like, what's the problem? Snake in my ear.
Duh.
But anyway, the snake and the lady are just fine. They used a string.
Oh, good. I was worried.
They used a string to stretch out her earlobe a little bit more without ripping it. And the snake slithered free.
There is some... I bet this the stories that some of these people see, you know, or they have. I mean, just... no telling what's coming through the doors.
I am starting to think that Oregon might be the West Coast Florida.
Oh, yeah. Florida stayed out of the news this week.
I don't have a single... I have another story, but it's from over the pond. Over in England.
Oh.
There was a dog who somehow got on the roof of somebody's house. And it's not like a little chihuahua or anything. Mm-hmm. This thing, it was a mutt, but it was about the same size of a St. Bernard. A big freaking dog.
That's a biggin'.
And this boy was sitting complaining. He's like, there's somebody on a roof. And the mother, of course, is like, eh, whatever. It's probably just birds. I don't know why the mother kind of sounded like Barack Obama, but yeah, she's like, it's birds. And then she hears it thumping around, sticks her head out the window, and is like, there's a dog on our roof.
Beethoven?
It's our next door neighbor's dog who somehow got on the roof. They don't know how it got up there, but it was, you know, scared.
He somehow figured a way.
He was scared, but not like crazy, because he was pacing around and
yeah.
Kind of like, I think he mildly liked his roof adventure. But they had to get the big boy down.
Mm.
How do you think they got him down?
Helicopter?
No, for a roof. This is just like a two-story house.
Oh, they got the big trampoline, had the dog jump?
No, they used the power of ham. They said, come here, boy, get some ham. He's like, ham.
Okay.
I'm coming with you, fella. That's fine. Yeah, so the dog is completely free of injury, and it is still a mystery on how the dog got onto a second-story roof.
That's
he got up there.
That's interesting.
That big boy got up there. I bet somebody threw some ham up there. I gotta climb this house.
We'll work for
ham. I gotta get this ham. I had a friend whose cat would sit at the refrigerator door and look, make eye, as soon as it makes eye contact with you, would look you dead in the eye and just go, ham. And of course, he would have to give it some ham.
How could you deny that? He went through the trouble of learning English. An English word, anyway.
But you could tell this cat had its fair share of ham. A little droopy in the midsection. See that gut? That's all ham.
That's hilarious.
It would sit at, it was, when it did it to me, it sat on a chair and looked up at me, tapped my arm so I would look at it, and it goes, ham. I had to give the boy some ham.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Well, when you ask for it by name and it's not Meow Mix, it's special request.
Yeah.
The power of ham.
Ham is pretty tasty.
Ham slice.
They won't get it.
They won't, but we love it.
So there was a little doggy, a little wiener dog, and his name's Finn. Love the name of the little wiener dog.
Yes.
And he found a toy. It's not just any toy. It was a toy he lost 5 years ago.
Oh.
And it was a video of this rubber pig, and him and his piggy are having a little reunion, and he makes this weird little like whine sound only with the pig. All the other toys, he's just like, well, whatever. He's got a lot of toys, believe me. I seen them. But he only makes this whine sound with his piggy.
It was a Dotson though, a wiener.
Yeah, a little wiener dog.
Yeah, the thing about Dotsons though that I heard is they have a very strong maternal or paternal instinct.
Mm.
And my grandmother had one, and it had a little orange football that it was its baby. It would carry it everywhere. They have a favorite, and they kind of latch onto it. So I guess this was its orange football.
Yeah, he was digging his rubber pig.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for Finn.
It's adorable.
He was the cutest thing.
I bet.
He was the cutest thing. He was that nice, you know, tannish brown.
Yeah.
And he was solid color. He's adorable.
Yeah, now that I'm remembering, my growing up, the across the street neighbor, she had a Dotson as well that a dog sat. And it had that special toy as well. Mm. It was like a foam brick.
Okay.
I don't think it was a dog toy, but it kind of latched onto it.
Whatever.
So So Dawson, so if anybody's got Dawson, let us know if they have their own little special toy.
And if they have a weird wine with it. You want some wine with your pig?
That's my special toy.
Yeah, it was so cute. So cute. Yeah. The last animal story I have is about the Saudi prince.
Saudi prince.
Saudi.
I can show you the world.
For some reason, he had 80 hawks.
And hawks?
Hawks, the bird.
Okay.
And then for some reason, they all flew first class.
Like, fly with their wings because they're hawks?
Airplane.
On a plane.
Do they have first class wing travel?
I was thinking maybe they had, like, 80 other hawks that were feeding him peanuts.
Nah, this
during the trip,
Mr. Prince Man just wanted his hawks to fly first class to avoid his baggage costs.
If he was really concerned about the baggage costs, he probably could have put them in coach.
They're only allowed 6 in the economy.
Only 6 hawks.
Only 6 birds.
Only 6.
Well, it says falcons under the in the rule book, but hawks, falcons,
they're both in Atlanta.
No, he's in Saudi.
I don't think you got the joke. The hawks is the Atlanta basketball
sports
team.
And sports are things.
You look confused. I was trying to help you out.
Sports.
The Falcons.
I'm just wondering why buy 80 first class tickets? How much?
Hold on. Why buy 80 hawks? Why do you need so many hawks?
Okay, first, yes. Why buy 80 hawks?
If you're that rich to have 80 hawks, why are you even flying commercially? Don't you have your own plane?
Why don't you just tie your hawks together and put them in a basket?
Why not just have like a, you're talking about like a basket with being tethered to hawks. And they're just going, fly my hawks.
Yeah.
Take me back to Saudi Arabia.
I'm just wondering how much difference it would have been just to put them in the baggage area as opposed to buying their tickets.
I'm sure it would have been a lot cheaper to have it in the cargo bay.
I guess
maybe he didn't want his hawks to fly down there.
If you have the money, whatever. I mean,
where was he flying from? And to? Do you have any idea?
That I don't know. It was more just a Reddit thing. But I'm sure he...
80 hawks.
He had some reason for having 80 hawks.
I think that's more than the Atlanta Hawks. I think there's less than
80. Probably. But,
oh, man.
Okay.
80 hawks.
He's got 80 of them.
But why? Why do you even need a hawk?
I mean, if you have the money, you buy stupid stuff.
Yeah, but why a hawk? I still don't know.
Maybe there's a mouse infestation in his palace, and he's just like, you know what, we'll just nip this right here. 80 hawks.
80 hawks.
Make it happen.
That's better than the exterminator. Like mouse traps? No. Get a hawk. Put a perch in every hallway.
It looked like these little things were treated like royalty, too.
I imagine they're fine flying first class.
I've never flown first class.
I've never seen first class. But hawks.
Whatever.
All right, go ahead. I want to be a Saudi prince's hawk.
I know, right?
Jeez.
Who knows where we'll go? We won't have to ride in a cargo bin.
Go ahead, hawks.
Go, hawks.
Oh, they went. I wonder if it was just like a one-time thing, like, oh, I'm traveling with my hawks. Or if this is a normal activity for him. It was like, I'm traveling to...
I don't know, like...
To the other side of the world. I must bring my hawks with me.
Do they all have, like, leashes or something? Like, once you get to wherever you're going, they have the leashes and they're, come on.
I imagine he's got to have, like, 80 people to take care of these cops.
He's got to have quite a crew.
I imagine, like, one person is probably per hawk.
Yeah, probably.
At least one to two.
I'm just seeing, like, these 80, I'm guessing Saudi people, walking around with hawks like a balloon.
Do they just walk around, like, the airport? What if you saw, like, 40 Saudis walking with a hawk on each arm? I would contact the TSA. What the hell is this? Is this the hawk attack?
You never know.
I mean, I'm not about racially profiling, but if you got hawks,
it's unusual. If you see something unusual, you're going to look and or bring it to somebody's attention. I would
say, you know, race aside, it's the 80 hawks that would raise an eyebrow.
If I was walking around with 80 hawks, you, even as my husband, be like, "What are you doing?"
Well, that wouldn't be the first question I would have. Where the fuck should you get 80 hawks?
After we get past all those, you'd be like, you know what? There's something going on with her.
I'd be like, oh, no. You spent her paycheck on hawks?
Yeah.
We can't afford the house anymore, but we have 80 hawks.
We can build a big nest.
They will gather berries and worms and such and dead mice for us to feast on.
Macy would not approve. I don't want it.
This isn't good for me.
No.
Oh, Macy.
I feel like we need to have a side note for her game thing that she said the other day.
Yes.
And she's this spoiled rotten little 3-year-old has a Wii U. Well, technically my Wii U.
No, not anymore.
But she took it over, and she got a tablet for Christmas. Well, she broke the Wii U charger cord, and now it's not working.
She didn't break it. She bit through it.
Well, I wasn't going to say
that. You weren't going to say our child's an animal, but she's an animal.
So she's like, you know, she has this tablet, and she just discovered it had YouTube. And I said, you know you can watch that in your bedroom? She said, it's not a game. I was like, okay, just walk to your bedroom and see if you can watch it. So she walks to her room. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm not even kidding. She has the loudest feet in the world.
This is true.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. It's working! Oh my God, this nut. Anyway.
This is why we call her the Goobs.
She's the Uber Goober.
The Uber Goober. Oh, Macy. So I guess we will announce our first. Well, first off, it's been a month doing Broken Rocket Radio.
Already? It doesn't feel like it.
It has been a month.
It's
1 month.
I've enjoyed it.
I have too.
I gotta say, I was hesitant. But once we started, after we got past our technical issues and all that other crap.
Well, we just got past our
technical Well, issues. You know, the very first, when I had us in the sewer.
Alright, so what she's talking about is, I think I had it all set up, ready to record. I go to the bathroom and come back, and now everything sounds like we're in a sewer or a cave or something.
I don't know what happened. I only touched this and this and this.
I'm like, what did you do? So, after, I say, a good 30 minutes of searching for the solution.
Yeah, and almost giving up.
He's I was like, fuck this. I guess we're not doing a podcast now. You broke it. You rent it.
They got us out of the sewer.
There was some setting that sound effect that she had that said sewer.
I was just messing around.
And we were recording dead air. It would have like little drips.
I was just messing around and I forgot that I changed that.
I put us in the sewer.
I was like, I put everything back except that.
Except that. And you're like, I didn't do anything. There's nothing I did. All I did was this, this, and this. I was like, well.
And that.
And that's why she doesn't have access to the computer right now.
Yeah.
Stay over there. Back.
He's got like a 6 foot. I have to maintain a 6 foot radius from it.
We got a pole to measure it. Stay back. Don't put us back in the sewer.
But anyway, it doesn't seem like it's been a month.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it as well. I thought I would have fun, but I didn't know I'd have this much fun. And I think it's getting better. I think we rock.
Hope so.
Yeah. Our listenership hasn't improved, but who gives a damn? We still rock in Kenya. But anyway, Broken Rocket Radio's Listener of the Month. Are you ready? Mr. Devin of Florida. Woo! With the most listener emails.
Thank you, Devin.
And I do believe he shared a post.
Thank you, Devin.
Thank you, Devin, for your love and support.
Means a lot.
Yes, and actually, the next episode, we actually feature a question from Mr. Devin himself. He's posing a question to us. You don't know about it, but I do.
No, I have no idea.
Because I read the emails.
I'm banned from that, too.
No, you're not. You just have no desire to be like, I don't want to read emails. I'll kill myself on that impression.
Oh, my goodness. Get that man some water.
Ooh, he needs some milk. But, yeah. I hope everybody's having fun listening to us because we're having fun doing it. We're going to keep on doing it. Yep. And that concludes this episode of Broken Rocket Radio.